Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hey, everybody, it's that time again, Sports Overnight America, a big, big, beautiful show. You can email us at sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. Heard everywhere, Sirius 217, XM 203, all the apps. Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio, gals and guys, you stay healthy. Radio stations, including KSHP 1400 in Las Vegas. We'll be joined by Laura Snoke, good friend, attorney, good friend, art source, kicker, for the Rams and the Trojans. And of course, Matthew Diabas hasn't been with us in a long time, a sports historian. We'll talk about everything in sports. Hopefully, Mark Mancini will join us. Also, we're going to talk to the guy that wrote Charlie Hustle, The Rise and Fall of Pete Rose, and The Last Glory Days of Baseball, Keith O'Brien. Top 10 book as far as New York Times is concerned. We'll talk to him about Pete Rose. But the big story in sports, NFL owners voted 22 to 10, but you needed 24 votes. So we're going to be stuck with the tush push for another year or two. Any comments about that? I don't care one way or the other, actually. But the point is, the bottom line is, it's going to be successful 80 to 90% of the time. Historically, you weren't allowed to push a teammate. Now you are. I don't get it. So you have a quarterback and get behind a big offensive line. You know they're going to make it. Your comments about that. We have a 28 going on 29-year-old basketball player, Division I at Wisconsin Green Bay. Congratulations, NCAA. You've done it again. No question about that. Spencer Strider came back this week with the Braves. Kuna came back with the Braves. Spencer Strider did not pitch well in the game number one, but he'll pitch awfully well in the last 100 games of the season, 120 games of the season, or 110 games of the season, I guess. We'll talk about that. Dodgers have flaws, and we have noticed a few of those. Injuries. Jose Alvarez out for Philadelphia, 80 games that he can't pitch in the playoffs. And we'll discuss that and a whole lot more. And $265 million for Brock Purdy. He's going to buy a fishing boat. Back with more right after this.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. I am Fred. You can email us at SportsFred at AO.com. SportsFred at AO.com. Along with Mark Mancini, Laura Snow, Art Source and sports historian, Matthew DeVos. And there's so much to talk about. But first of all, let's start with Laura. The tush push in the NFL. I guess we're stuck with it for the next year or two. Any comments, Laura?
I don't like it. I thought it was interesting that the team that used the tush push the second most times last season, Buffalo, did not vote in favor of keeping it, which surprised me. I don't know. I'd be curious as to all of you what your thoughts are. But to me, it's just not football. It's just not a football move.
I agree with her, Fred.
It just doesn't seem like football. I mean,
for 101 years out of 107 years of the NFL, you weren't allowed to aid a guy going forward. Whether it was a tackle grabbing somebody and pulling him forward. And now you have, you know, I think it all maybe emanated from Reggie Bush and Matt Leinart in the famous USC Notre Dame game. But I don't see how that has any congruity with the rules of football. Matthew, what do you think?
Well, I always thought the rule was, you know, you're not supposed to push. It's like Chuck Mercine in the Ice Bowl. Why'd he stick his hands up? Because he wanted to let the refs know, I didn't push Bart in. I didn't push him in. But you know what it reminds me of? 19th century college football, you had the flying wedge, which was literally exactly like a tush push. It was literally a rolling battering ram. There are old photographs. It was a V formation, and just like the tush push, and they banned the flying wedge. And it was a rule banning it. And now you had the rule saying you just can't push in the end zone. My question is, when I saw the tush push, I thought, it's all well and good, but how come they're letting this happen? I mean, if a rule is a rule, why are you stopping enforcing this? I'm an Eagles fan. I'm benefiting from this as an Eagles fan, and yet I'm sort of mystified why this prolonged thing where you allowed this to happen. I thought, isn't a rule a rule? I mean, okay, if you can get away with a tush push, how come, why not, forward lateraling or something like that? Why not? Well, think about it, right? Getting around another
And we're going to play two-hand touch football in the Olympics.
Two offensive guys touching a pass, bouncing off two offensive guys before another guy. Why not allow that in that sense? I mean, technically, as an Eagles fan, I should be glad for it. But at the same time, I'm kind of mystified why this was allowed to go on in the first place. So in a sense, it's like a weird feeling for me. You know, I'm glad they're winning with it. But at the same time, a rule's a rule. I've always been mystified by that. Why did they let this thing lapse for so long?
All right, let's go to Mark Mancini, the World War Sports Handicapper. Tush push, yay or nay, Mark?
Well, I want to follow up on what Matt says, and we can agree to disagree on it. If a rule is a rule, then why in baseball do we have bases about as sizes of a Domino's pizza box? I mean, why is there a time clock in baseball where we have no extra innings? So I think some of these rules are changed on the fly. When something becomes successful and other teams don't like it, you know, hey, let's change the rule.
But Mark, I think the flying wedge was outlawed because it was dangerous.
Yeah, it was.
So now, you know, you're looking at a situation where how do you tell where the ball is in that conglomeration of humanity? That's another part I have trouble with.
Well, at the same time, you shatter the stolen base records of Ricky Henderson and Lou Brock by letting these guys wheel over three times and they get awarded a stolen base. I mean, that's not baseball in my book.
Hey, Art, let me throw this to you. How come 10 sure. people 10 people voted to keep it? You needed 75%.
My personal reaction to that was, and I had some buddies of mine that were actually at the meetings, it was heated in there. I mean, Jeffrey Lurie, I mean, there were 22 owners that were adamant against it. Okay. The 10 owners who voted for it, I think maybe they might be able to use it. I mean, you know, it comes down to self-preservation when you're in the NFL. So that's the only thing I can think of, because I look at the rule itself and I mean, I don't know how you stop it. I don't think Kansas City stopped, the quarterback in that championship game. I mean, that was so obvious, and yet how do you tell where the ball is? That's the other part that I think is really difficult for me.
Hey, folks, folks, you can email us at sportsfred@ao.com, sportsfred@ao.com. Thoughts about the tush push or anything else in sports? Matthew, take it away.
On the tush push, I mean, hey, the Eagles win with it and all that. I mean, if it's good for another season, it's good for another season. They had their shot. They were two votes shy. You know, you roll with it. I mean, personally, I don't really give a you know what about it. You know, just hey, if you you know, you get
Matthew, let me
it,
Matthew, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Why is it 24 votes necessary to change a rule that was never a rule in the first place?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand why it's not a simple majority or 60%. How did they arrive at that number? Because I don't know how the rule eventually, how was it first brought into the league when they started doing it? Because like you said, it was illegal originally.
Oh, yeah. Now, the thing is about the NFL, when it comes to any type of change, like franchise shifts or rule changes, there's always a minimum amount that you have to get approval of for doing it. It's like in baseball. In other words, on an issue, you have to get X amount just to get a rule change and all that. So I think it's in the NFL's bylaws. It was the same with the Al Davis thing. You know, when he wanted to move the team, he had to get X amount. You have to have X amount of votes just to allow the franchise shift and all that. So it's always in the bylaws. It's never been a simple majority, as far as I know. It's
Did
always
Jim Irsay get to vote on that before he passed away?
that I don't know, man. I'd be interested to see who were the 10 votes that say, you know, voted to uphold the thing. That's my curiosity. Artie, do you know offhand? Oh, you don't know offhand who the two and the 10 were? Who are?
Well, I know Green Bay was.
I think the most interesting thing this week is Patrick Mahomes' wife spends $500,000 a year on jewelry.
If you're making $50 million, that's not much.
Wow. Are you kidding me?
And Brock Purdy,
$500,000 worth.
Lamar Odom is a millionaire on the Bitcoins.
Yeah, but
Laura,
I've seen a lot.
Could you spend $500,000 on jewelry, Laura?
There are some pieces of jewelry that in of themselves are worth more than $500,000. So those of us who aren't in that stratosphere think in terms of quantity, but it's actually quality. So
most of them think like, wow, Allen Iverson lost all his money. This guy, it's not going to go on forever. Don't they think for a rainy day?
Maybe she had to replace the stuff that was stolen from her house by the Tren de Agua guy.
You know, jewelry,
doesn't really
lose too much of its value. So in that sense, it's not a bad investment.
That's a good point.
You could take it with you.
Maybe you can sew
it in your coat linings, which a lot of refugees have done over the centuries.
That's the thing. It's a legacy. You can transmit it to the children.
Is Brock Purdy worth $50 million a year, you guys?
53. Yeah.
Yes. $53 million. Anybody say yay? Anybody think he's here? Who?
He's the franchise quarterback.
I think he is.
Who's he going to throw the ball to this year? Who's he going to hand it to if they
let me ask you something. Artie, the next owner in baseball that tells me he's broke, why isn't he selling his team?
I'm just telling you, the Mr. Irrelevant is not a $53 million quarterback. He's worth $30 million. He's worth $40 million. I don't think Dak Prescott is either.
Basically, you're declaring that Purdy's now a franchise player.
I'm going to tell you, Matthew? Contract. You're not going to see the 49ers in the playoffs in the near future. And I'm going to say another thing. Hard Knocks has just gone with the Buffalo Bills in the NFC East. I think you're going to see the window closing on the Buffalo Bills as well.
Yeah.
Well, so many playoff defeats. I mean, Sean McDermott leads all active NFL coaches in the heartbreak coaching ranks. I mean, I keep thinking, how long is this going to last, man, before they pull the trigger on him? And look at LaFleur and Green Bay. He just entered the heartbreak coaching ranks with, last playoff thing. I don't know if anybody knows this, but I invented the term heartbreak coaching or managing. If you have five playoff appearances in any of the sports, it could be baseball, football, hockey, or basketball, and you never, ever earn a berth to a championship final, you don't have to win the championship, just earn a ticket to the big dance, that makes you a heartbreak coach, a minimum of five.
Marty Schottenheimer comes to mind.
The greatest NFL heartbreak coach of all time. The greatest, yes,
all right,
seriously.
Let's take a break and come back with a lot more on Sports Overnight America. Later, Keith O'Brien, the author of Charlie Hustle, The Rise and Fall of Pete Rose and The Last Glory Days of Baseball. Back with more right after this.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America with Mark, with Laura, with Art, with Matthew Diabas, our sports historian. And Matthew, you've got a new book coming out next year. What's it on?
God willing, as long as I don't get fired from my job or if democracy isn't overthrown, I am presently working on draft 5 of my book. It'll be called Patriarchs of the Dugout, Baseball's Greatest Managers, where I will reveal the 50 greatest baseball managers of all time using a 3-standard system. And it will be innovative. For the first time, as far as I know, I'll be ranking Negro League managers alongside other established managers, because now, since Negro League stats are now part of the official canon of Major League stats, I will be evaluating the great Negro League.
Who was the best Negro League manager, in your opinion, of all time, without giving anything away?
Well, the Homestead Grays were a great team, yeah. You know, in the 30s and the 40s, they were truly dominant. I mean, I feature, I forget, like 6 or 7 Negro League managers amongst my top 50. And again, God willing, as long as I don't lose my job and I don't get sent to El Salvador, everyone will know that answer first week of April next year. First week, April. That's when you'll get the answer. And
awesome.
I'll be on the show and you'll be interviewing me about the contents. Okay?
Don't give it away, but Tommy Lasorda in the top 50.
You better believe it.
How about Ted Turner?
One game.
Hey, he managed the game in Pittsburgh.
One game, I know.
One game. One game.
I hope Danny Murtaugh's in there for you, just for you, or Jim Leland.
Yes.
Jimmy Leland. Murtaugh's there. Chuck Tanner.
All right. So, since we're talking baseball this week, the Braves got back Acuña. And, of course, Spencer Strider started earlier in the week and got bombed, but he's still one of the top 2 or 3 pitchers in baseball. Art, what do you think about the Braves down the road? I actually think, and this might be out of line here, I think in the National League, the two most talented clubs, when healthy, are the Braves and the Dodgers, and the Dodgers pitchers are never healthy. So, Art, take it away, your comments.
Well, I got to tell you, the Phillies are playing great ball right now. They just supplanted the Mets in the NL East. I still think that come September, there's going to be a 3-team race in the National League East, and I think the Braves are going to be in there. And it's just a sneaking suspicion. And now that Alvarado got suspended for 80 games, that's going to be a big problem. And I look at the Mets rotation, and then I look at their closer, Diaz, and I still think there's some things that could go wrong there. So I agree with you with the Dodgers, you know, and the Mets, and the Phillies and the Braves. But I'll tell you, the team that really is impressing me in the National League are those Chicago Cubs. They find a way to win, and they're a really team-oriented group. That Crow Armstrong having an unbelievable year. I think they're also in the hunt. And then you got all the teams in the NL West. That's a 4-team division as well. So it's exciting. The National League, you know, the Dodgers have kind of crept back into it. Now there's a lot of teams with an opportunity.
A lot of left-handed bats in Chicago with the Cubbies. So folks, you can email us at sportsfred@AO.com, sportsfred@AO.com. Laura, you're a big Dodger fan. I've always been a big Dodger fan. Why are all the pitchers going down? They've had, I think, 12 starting pitchers so far this year in baseball. And, you know, we're a third of the way through the season, not even a third of the way through the season. Laura, why is it happening?
Well, not only the starting pitchers, but the bullpen, too. Yeah. I think we have 3 guys out of a bullpen. I don't know if, I mean, you tell me if that statistically it's true that the Dodgers pitchers are more injured than other teams' pitchers, or the Dodgers just have a lot more pitchers on their roster and then a lot of other teams, which they tend to have a pitcher-heavy roster. Or they're just getting pitchers. I mean, some of the pitchers that have been injured have been acquired from other teams. They weren't developed by the Dodgers, and they had a history of injury problems. So maybe there just happens to be, their staff happens to be a little more injury prone. I think that this coming road trip is a huge test for the Dodgers. I think that 26 out of the 28 teams are playing are in, were in the playoffs last year or something, postseason. So we'll see how they do. They're playing the Mets, I think, in the next, for the next three games. And they should all, it should all be very competitive to see how they do. But, you know, they're pitching. I mean, you got to have good pitching to win in professional baseball.
So. Hey, Mark, your Pittsburgh Pirates made a managerial change. You in favor of that or not in favor of that?
Well, I'll take the fifth on that one because I'm close with these guys. But
take whatever you can get with the Pirates.
You know what? I'll be down in San Diego with them next week. So,
all right. What a murderer's row offense that is, huh? 26 straight games without scoring five runs.
Well, hey,
that's pretty scary, brother.
I got to tell you, I just battled a guy from New York, and I had to remind him about 1960, and then he threw in my Pirates. And I said, well, you're a big market guy. Your Knicks haven't won it in 56 years.
Ooh, the biggest choke in the history of the NBA playoffs.
Here's the thing, guys. I might be wrong on some things, but the Angels are getting hot, and I had them to win the division.
Seven in a row, huh? Would you love to hit in Sacramento in the summertime?
As much as I hate to say this, I had the Phillies, and I have the Phillies to win the World Series. I had the Phillies from the start.
I don't know about that.
The thing about the Phillies are, yeah, they're hot right now. But the thing is, they've been beating up on weak teams. They beat up on Pittsburgh. They're beating up on Colorado. The thing is that when they're playing contenders, though, will they still remain hot? I mean, that's going to be a challenge there. I mean, it's still close between the Mets, and maybe Artie's prediction about the Braves' resurgence will be, you know, will be a factor there. My question about Dolora is this: with the pitcher's injuries, is it something that's recoverable? In other words, given some time in a season, if they can get healthy by August and September, you think they'll regain their pitching strength and come on, make a strong finish like they always seem to do in September and finish strongly? What's your sense of that, Laura and Artie and Fred? What's your sense of that? Are the Dodgers' pitching injuries recuperable?
We'll see. We've got a lot of the pitchers are pitching now. You know, they're throwing, and even Ohtani started throwing curveballs, which was a good sign. So, you know, but I think that's probably part of the strategy. You know,
and, you know, one of the theories that I think has gone wrong.
I mean, not that they strategized about injuries, but
with a lot of the pitchers, Laura, I think this new thing of going five innings full speed and really going, you know, kind of full speed. Pitchers used to put a little on, take a little off, in, out, up and down.
Yeah.
You know, they wanted to go nine innings. The perfect inning would be three ground balls on the first pitch. You know, now you got these guys power pitching with sliders and the fork ball, which I think puts a lot of pressure on the ulnar nerve. So, I mean, there's a lot of things going on. And I wonder if pitchers are running as much as when I was a kid going down to Palm Springs and watching the Angels in Palm Springs. Frank Kanana and Nolan Ryan, they would be running in the outfield during the game. I mean, these are starting pitchers for the Angels out there running, putting their time in. I don't see as much of that as I used to see.
Let me throw you guys a question. Art's 127 years of age, so you might be able to answer this. When we were growing up, there was a fastball, a changeup, and a curveball.
Yep. That's it.
And now, out of the blue, there's a sweeper. Now, I know what it is. It's a slow curveball, which can get bombed if it hangs in the middle of the plate. But, Art, where did all these pitches come up with? I mean, are there really different pitches? The forkball came out of nowhere. The knuckleball, you had to be a knuckleball pitcher. But, I mean, they were just the curveball, the fastball, and the changeup.
I watched the game the other night. I watched the game the other night, Fred, and the guy had six different pitches that he threw. And I'm like, how do you master six pitches? That's got to be really tough.
Not to mention the strain on your arm by having to change all the spins.
I'm not going to be biased here, but
no, you wouldn't do that.
No. Nobody prepares more for a game to pitch than Paul Skeens.
I want to ask you something about Skeens. Go ahead and finish, and I want to ask you something about Skeens. Go ahead and finish.
The way he prepares with that whole scuba gear, and then he throws the football. I haven't seen pitchers, you know, warm up. Maybe they do a little long toss or something, but this guy takes it to a different extreme.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mark, a rumor Rumor was maybe Skeens might be up on the market. Truth or not, do you think Pirates might get who would take Skeens? Would the Dodgers get him, the Phillies, or who would go after Skeens?
They shot it down.
Yeah.
They shot it down. They're not dealing him. He's under club control for another couple of years.
They shot it down. Washington, that doesn't really mean they're not dealing.
The Washington Nationals basically built their team by getting rid of Juan Soto. You look at the four kids from Dylan Cruz.
Abrams.
They really did. They did some great things. So, I mean, my point is this, you know, and I'm a closet Pirates fan too. You know that, Mark. I get settled
get out
watching.
Of the closet.
No, well, I'm just saying, I watch their games, and it's so frustrating to me to see a lineup where the number one hitter in the lineup is Joey Bart hitting 256. That's scary. And I mean,
I asked him this morning, and it seems like the whole emphasis, and Fred, you and Matt are historians on this, they set a record for, I think, since 1901, where they haven't scored more than four runs a game in 26 straight games.
Yeah.
Why is the emphasis on that? Is that just basically for the analytics? Let's figure out some positives of this.
How do you win baseball games without scoring runs? Look at Paul Skeens. He's 3-6 with a 2.88 ERA, pitching marvelous baseball. And it's like watching Nolan Ryan back in the 70s. You turn the game on, he's got 13 strikeouts, he's losing 1-0. And it's like, wow, how does this happen? They can't score for the guy?
Hey, we don't do
it. The Dodgers from 62-66. That was pop gun.
Matthew, hold on. We got to talk about this before the break. Juan Soto stands at home plate. Long fly ball. Doesn't go out of the park. $50 million a year. Art?
$750 million tells me, hustle your ass to first base, okay?
What are they going to do?
Maybe the Nationals are deferring money, too, so, or the Mets are deferring money. He said they don't walk.
And then in Boston, he took six straight sliders. Doom, doom, doom. I'm like, wait a minute. What the heck is going on here? I think he's the most overrated player in baseball. That's my personal theory.
Back with more.
You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece Nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California and be a third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Spring into deals and save on seasonal projects at Lowe's. Right now, get four select 8-pack annuals for just $10. Plus, get a free 60-volt Toro battery when you purchase a select 60-volt Toro electric mower. Don't miss out on these fresh spring savings. Shop in-store or online today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 4/30 while supplies last. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. Excludes Alaska.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 5/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store single line activation on qualifying plan. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
What up, fellow Gen Xers? Elizabeth Banks here. As the original Latchkey Kids, we took things into our own hands, like house keys and video game controllers. And now it's time for us to do it again, because the recommended age to get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia has been lowered to 50 and older, even if you're healthy. We're at over 6 times greater risk compared to adults under 50. So go to vaxassist.com and schedule. Gen X, this is our shot. Sponsored by Pfizer.
When you switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
Attention passengers, we've reached 10,000 feet and internet is now available for purchase.
I just paid hundreds for this flight and you can't even throw in internet? I'll just take the free pretzels.
Sorry, but I do have snack boxes for sale.
I'm just gonna sleep.
In that case, we are selling pillows and blankets as well.
I'll just breathe. That's free, right?
Life costs a lot, so bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Overnight America, along with Art Source, Laura Snoke, Matthew Diabas. I am Fred. You can email us, sportsfred@aol.com. And happy to have Keith O'Brien, author of Charlie Hustle, The Rise and Fall of Pete Rose, and The Last Glory Days of Baseball. And Keith, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys. Good to be here.
Let me throw this out to you. And I did read the book. I have it in front of me here. Let me pull it up for the people that are watching on Facebook. But anyways, this obviously 30-something years of not being in the Hall of Fame, and of course he passed away last September, but he was thinking about how he was going to be buried. So obviously this took a major toll on his life and his feelings and his emotions. Talk about that.
Well, it absolutely did. So, you know, for my book, Charlie Hustle, I did unprecedented reporting. I got unprecedented access to Pete Rose and his inner circle. I did 27 hours of recorded interviews with Pete Rose before he stopped calling me back, before he shut down. But when I had access to him, I did see a Rose that, you know, I think he tried to hide in some ways. You know, Pete liked to, you know, put on an appearance that he was strong and that he was defiant in the face of baseball's decisions, but it did hurt him. You know, 35 years, last 35 years of his life, almost half his life, guys. He was outside of the game he loved. He couldn't go to spring training, work in the batting cage. He couldn't go to his son's games when his son was in the minor leagues and you know, hang out in the clubhouse. He was outside of the sport he loved, and he did love that sport more than the average person and that average player. And I heard that from players themselves, you know. I interviewed anyone who crossed paths with Pete Rose in a significant way in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. One of them was a player named Bernie Carbo,
sure,
who baseball fans might remember.
Yep.
And Bernie Carbo himself will struggle with his own addictions later. And Bernie told me that he wished that he loved baseball as much as Pete Rose loved baseball, because if he did, Bernie said he may have not gotten in so much trouble himself.
Art Source, you play golf with Pete Rose. You're on with the author of Charlie Hustle, Keith O'Brien.
Not only played golf with him, but back when he was the ambassador for Mizuno, I spent a lot of time with him and Petey Jr. And, you know, a very interesting human being, Keith. I mean, I'm sure you know, after spending the time you had with him, he was very conflicted about a lot of things. But you mentioned something that I think nobody could ever take away from Pete Rose. Number one, his love for the game of baseball. And number two, the way he played the game of baseball. He was full speed. His life was very much full speed. But I'd like you to tell the listeners out there what your perception is of the fact that baseball's all-time leading hits leader, 4,256, now, after he's gone, might have a chance to join a fraternity that he really wanted to join, the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, you know, anyone who's been paying attention to this story, as I certainly was in the past 6 weeks, knew that something big was coming. There was a lot of smoke coming out of the office of Major League Baseball. There had to be a fire somewhere. And I think in some ways what Commissioner Rob Manfred has done here is sort of genius. You know, he made a rule change effectively, you know, decided that when a player dies, his ineligibility dies with him. And so that removed the ineligible tag from not just Pete Rose, but Shoeless Joe Jackson, 15 other players. It's effectively a semantic rule change. But by making this decision, you know, Rob Manfred has taken this very, very thorny debate, troublesome debate for Major League Baseball, and he's taken it off his own plate, and he's put it on the plate of the National Baseball Hall of Fame, the Veterans Committee that will take up Rose's case in 2027. And I just, you know, I'm going to be fascinated to see how the committee handles it. You know, as you indicated, this is a very complicated man. In some ways, very simple, but in a lot of ways, very complicated. You know, I don't think that Pete Rose can be painted as a white-hatted hero. I don't think that he can be painted as a black-hatted villain. I think he's very gray. He made a lot of mistakes, and yet he had this career unlike any other in sports, and it's going to be fascinating to see how the Hall of Fame handles it now.
Heath O'Brien, I have to throw this to you. How much pressure by Trump was put upon Manfred to make the change?
I can't answer that question specifically. I will say that I do believe Trump's involvement, calling for essentially the exoneration of Pete Rose from the wings here, did play a role. You know, I think Rose's death played a role. The fact that he is gone and can no longer embarrass Rob Manfred, embarrass Major League Baseball by saying or doing something unexpected, played a role. I think Trump's involvement played a role. And I do think that his family's involvement played a role. You know, I interviewed, over the course of my book, I interviewed Fawn Rose, his oldest child, his daughter, who met with Rob Manfred last winter. And, you know, Pete Rose met on multiple occasions with multiple commissioners, you know, implying for reinstatement, trying to get back into the game. It never worked for Pete. It never worked out. You know, Fawn Rose, his daughter, is a different person. She is incredibly articulate, educated, well-spoken, empathetic, and, you know, doesn't say or do things that embarrass her in the way that Pete Rose did. And I think that mattered, too.
Laura Snoke, you're on with the author of Charlie Hustle, Keith O'Brien.
Hi. I think one of the interesting issues that might come up, or that should come up in the deliberations about whether to admit Pete Rose to the Hall of Fame, is the treatment of addiction as a health issue as opposed to a moral failing. And as my understanding is that Pete Rose did receive treatment for gambling addiction. We know gambling is an addiction. It's certainly going to be more of a problem, in my view, in view of the infusion of gambling into sports. But that would be a discussion that would be very interesting, because for a long time, addiction has been either viewed as a moral failing or a public health menace or a crime. And in reality, I think the scientific consensus, for those of us who still believe in science, is that it is a health issue. And I hope that gets factored into the decision, because certainly from a baseball standpoint, I mean, a skill standpoint, there's no issue as to whether he should be in the Hall of Fame or not.
Well, that's a great point, and you're 100% right. You know, gambling addiction rates are rising right now. Phone calls to gambling addiction hotlines in states across the country are rising right now with the sweeping legalization of gambling across America. And based on my reporting for my book, I can tell you that, not my opinion, just the fact, Pete Rose was addicted to gambling. You know, I spoke with everybody in his inner circle in the 1970s and 80s. I spoke with three different men who placed his bets on baseball. Everybody agreed that by the mid-1980s, Pete was out of control. He couldn't stop. And Pete's real problem was that he could never admit that. You're right that he did, quote-unquote, seek treatment for gambling. This, however, was right after his troubles in 1989. He was doing it in part to rehabilitate himself in the public eye. As Pete told me, that was a farce. He did not believe he was addicted. He did not believe he belonged there, and never could fully admit that he was an addict. And listen, we all might not know a gambling addict in our lives. Most of us don't. But I think a great number of us do know someone who's addicted to alcohol or drugs. And what do addicts do? You know, they diminish, they deny, they make choices that are hurt themselves and others, and they're incapable of reckoning with those choices, even when they're presented in front of them in black and white. And so I do believe Pete Rose was a gambling addict, and I do believe that should be part of the conversation.
Matthew Diabas, you're on with Keith O'Brien, the author of Charlie Hustle, The Rise and Fall of Pete Rose, and The Last Glory Days of Baseball. Matthew, take it away.
Keith, multi-pronged question. One, when did Pete's gambling addiction begin? And two, now that he's reinstated, who will do the voting? Will it be by Veterans Committee, or will it be by the baseball writers themselves? And also, Keith, do you envision Pete possibly suffering the same fate as the steroid gang, like McGuire, Barry Bonds, and Clemens, you know, being blackballed each year simply because of what, because of the gambling addiction? What are your thoughts on that, Keith?
Yeah, so, you know, Pete's gambling and his life in gambling really begins when he's a child on the west side of Cincinnati in the 1950s. You know, it's part of his life growing up. The west side was a working class part of Cincinnati, still is in some ways. Gambling was part and parcel of the culture. His father loved going to the horse track. There were bookies all over the west side. In the little tavern just down the hill from Pete's house, a tavern so close that Pete could have hit it with a baseball by the time he was 12 years old, the men would gather there and gamble upstairs. So it's part of his world, and it's part of his entire career in baseball. I mean, from the moment he's a rookie with the Cincinnati Reds, he is now going to that racetrack in Cincinnati, the horse track, betting on horses, hanging out with gamblers, hanging out with bookies, and really, it's part of his life the whole way in baseball. And, you know, it would have been fascinating 36 years ago to have this case taken up by the Baseball Writers Association of America. That will not be the case. This will be, his candidacy will be taken up by a small committee of about a dozen people that the Hall of Fame itself will choose. So in a couple of years, we'll know just by the makeup of that committee how it's looking for Pete. You know, have they put on this committee former teammates of Pete Rose? You know, is Mike Schmidt on the committee? Is Tony Perez on the committee? You know, just the indication of who's on the committee will almost give us an idea of how this might go for Pete. And he will need to receive a majority of those votes in this small committee in order to be accepted. But, you know, he may end up exactly like the players tainted by performance-enhancing drugs. You know, I've been told that in that committee room, they look at everything about the player on and off the field. So they will be talking about all of it.
Keith O'Brien, certainly enjoyed Charlie Hustle, and certainly enjoyed your time with us tonight on Sports Overnight America. Charlie Hustle, The Rise and Fall of Pete Rose, and The Last Glory Days of Baseball, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. And Keith, be well, and thank you again for appearing on Sports Overnight America.
Great book.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you, Keith, very Great much. Dad. Back with more.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Back on Sports Overnight America, everybody. I'd like to thank the author of Charlie Hustle, Keith O'Brien. You could pick up the book, major bookstores everywhere, Amazon.com. We've talked about this before. We got to talk about it now. Wisconsin Green Bay, Division I school. Now has a 29-year-old basketball player, be 29 in September, playing. Art, at 127 years of age, you know many NCAA players, 29 years of age?
I'm making my comeback. I still have 1 year of eligibility, and I put my hat in the ring for the Trojans. I'm only good from inside 35 now, but I'm deadly accurate.
Matthew, yeah, you're a sports historian.
You can be.
You know a lot of 29-year-old NCAA basketball players.
None that I know of. Nope.
Hey, how about Shador Sanders, though, you guys? He's got to take a pay cut to be the quarterback in the NFL. He was making like $7 million last year. This year, he's only going to be making $1 million a year.
That 29-year-old, I'm telling you, I met a lady once. She says she doesn't hire anybody under 35. Yeah.
Laura, you have any thoughts? You're a big college basketball, college football fan. A 29-year-old forward for Wisconsin Green Bay.
It sort of changes the definition of college athlete, doesn't it?
When my dad played in the 50s, guys would come back from World War II, and they would get a chance to play college football. He said he tackled this one guy, and the guy's helmet came off, and he was completely bald. He was like, oh, wow. And they found out the guy was 29 years old, been a war veteran. Yeah. So,
if they can play, that they're playing within the rules. I mean, we were talking about the rules having to be enforced, and if they want to change it, then NCAA has to change the rules.
All right.
I mean, a freshman is a freshman. I mean, you could be a 50-year-old freshman. I mean, if you never went to college, I mean, hypothetically, hey, You know, like Artie said, guys on the GI Bills, they were like in their mid-20s, but they had done like 3 or 4 years in the war. I mean, why would Notre Dame was so dominant from 46 to 49? Because they had a lot of those guys coming off the war there. They're like in their early to mid-20s. Hence the domination.
Matt's right. Going to get ready to trail for
Matthew,
Villanova.
For Mario, for Laura, for Art, for Mark. This has been this hour of Sports Overnight America. Stay tuned all night long for a whole lot more.
How are you feeling, Fred?
Bye, everybody.